Republican legislators have unveiled a resolution to revoke Poloncarz's emergency powers, which have essentially allowed him to spend money fighting the pandemic without legislature approval. Minority Leader Joseph Lurigo says Poloncarz hasn't abused that power, but with 2 months of declining positivity rates and about a quarter of the county population vaccinated, it's no longer necessary.
1 year ago today, we were all not sure what was going to happen as we dealt with COVID-19. A year later, we're smarter, we're more prepared, and it's time that we get back to the people's business, and the legislature has a role in that.
The legislature originally permitted Poloncarz to approve contracts without their approval last March. Republicans claim they thought that power only applied to a $5 million county fund and disapproved when Poloncarz used it to spend the county's $160 million in CARES Act funding. Now another $178 million is coming to the county from the American Rescue Plan Act.
Before the county executive gets his hands on that money and spends it as he sees fit, the legislature needs to take back our power. We need to have a seat at the table, and we need to deliberate about how that money's being spent.
Poloncarz notes his contract powers specify the legislature still gets to approve any contract worth over $250,000. Regardless, he says most of the emergency powers he's using right now actually come from New York State executive law, and therefore, county legislators don't have the ability to take them away.
I understand the legislature and the Republicans saw, hey, let's push the, in Albany, they pushed the governor to have his powers revoked. Well, those powers are totally different than the powers that are granted to me.
Plus, Poloncarz says the pandemic isn't over. Just recently, the powers allowed him to quickly open the new mass vaccine site at KeyBank Center.
COVID-19 is still here. As soon as that emergency is over with, I'll be glad to give up the powers. But it's not over with. Simple as that.
Republicans want Democrats, who hold the majority, to vote on the resolution Thursday. Tom Dinke, WBFO News.